Hello, children. Banging them out at Asshole Consulting at assholeconsulting.com. Young man writes, hi, Cappy. I'm 26. I just graduated with a bachelor's degree in electrical engineering for a few months ago. No student debt. After spending the summer unemployed, I finally landed a job making a certain amount with a relocation bonus to booty booty boo. Only problem is that the job is in Portland, Oregon metro area, where I will get taxed up the yin yang by incompetent Oregon government. I'm also going to get ripped off by the high cost of living in the area, all while being located in a hub for woke leftist poofters. What's a poofter? You mean protest? I've never heard of that, a poofter. Luckily, I'm going to be living in the place with a short commute. I'm trying to keep you anonymous here. So at least I won't have to deal with fecal material on the streets of pretentious political activists in my neighborhood. My goal is to plant my roots, save up, and invest as much money as possible, job hop around the area. Well, why around the... Okay, all right, stop, guys. God damn it. You go to where the jobs are, okay? 31, 32, whenever they built the Hoover Dam... You know, modern millennials could be the, or Zoomers would be, you know, it could be the depths of the Great Depression 2.0. And you, hey, they're going to build the Hoover Dam out in Nevada. Well, I got to go all I'm down here with my, no, go to where the jobs are. Go, not only because you're going to get more pay, but you can check out different areas. Like now, for example, Portland is a shithole. It is an absolute shithole, but Oregon's beautiful. The Columbia River Valley, 101, the highway. There's waterfalls and mountains. Oh, yeah, and you could still have a good time. Like, one guy recommended you go out to Bakersfield because he had a girlfriend out there and things were well. I'm like, okay, yeah, California's the marks of shittle. But they got Kings Canyon, you got the Sierra Nevadas, you got a bunch of mountains, like San Diego. And you're not making that much money now. Like, you know, wait till you make six figures and you're really going to be paying the taxes. So if there's a time to go live in a leftist shithole, it's when you're in your entry level, lower income earning years. As you get older, yeah, then you move, I'm making more money. Then you move out to a Texas or a Tennessee or a Florida or even Alaska or a Washington state. I don't know the geography. You may want to think about moving to, I think it's Vancouver, Washington, not Vancouver, British Columbia. There's another town called Vancouver, Washington. It's right north of the Columbia River. You're a resident there. You don't pay any state income tax, right? That might be worth your commute. I don't know where your job is, but something to consider. All right, there. And if it is, I just saved you thousands of dollars because I'm a good economist. But you should not be like, I'm going to plant roots in Portland. No, no. You're a whore. You're there for the money and they're paying you. Okay. You stick around, learn. I mean, if they're a great employer, cool. You stick around for a while. All right. You build up your skills and your sets. But the day's going to come. You're like, I'm sick of shit in the streets. I'm sick of parasites who are mentally ill thinking that they are entitled to my money. I'm sick of the government paying them to live and breed. Right. And I'm out of here. And then you leave and you go to a community or a state or a place, wherever, where they pay you more, right? So, and it's almost, especially for professional youngins, you can find a job in a smaller traditional rural community, maybe, but you're more or less kind of forced, you know, okay, you're a computer programmer. Well, you're going to have to spend your time in Silicon Valley. Okay, all right. I'm a financier. All right, well, you might have to go to Connecticut or New York City. I'm a drug addict. Well, you might have to bust your chops in New Jersey. and then down, oh, I'm going to go to Miami. Oh, I'm going to go to Dallas. I'm going to go to a much nicer town where people don't shit in the streets. But be willing to move. Like, for example, you start this job. And all, whatever reason someone offers you $100,000 sounds like legit. It's not going to happen. But bye. See ya. And they say, well, why are you leaving? Well, they paid me more, and you guys are in a leftist Marxist shithole with traffic. Why would I be here? So do not build roots. Do not, oh, you're committed to Portland. You are a whore, and whores make money, and you go to where the money is, where you are treated best. Although that's ironic because the implications that whores aren't treated that well, but they're paid. We're all whores. My goal is to plant my roots, save up, and invest as much money as possible, job hop around the area to get higher salaries or outside of the area, wherever the higher salaries are paid, and establish a social circle and dating life so I can enjoy my weekend. All right, stop. Go get my book, The Book of Numbers, right now. Go buy it and read it, okay? That's nationwide. You're in Portland. There are no attractive, sane, good-looking women in that state, not state, in that town. I'm sure there might be one or two, but for the most part, I would just give up on the dating in Portland. Just give it up. Your social life, okay, maybe. You'd be surprised in like heavily Marxist areas. You know, it's like you're part of the resistance. There's some pretty hard, not even hardcore, but like you got to be a solid, tough, conservative, libertarian, non-leftist, non-Marxist. You know, I mean, to live in that environment and shit in a toilet to do a revolutionary act like that, you really got to have some pretty good chops on you. So you would probably find some really cool, tough conservatives. You're like, let's rebel in Portland. What are we going to do? We're going to fight the system. How are we going to do that? We're going to shit in the toilet. We're going to use toilet paper. And then we're going to wash our hands. No way. Yes. That'll strike back at the Portland power structure. And then they'll hunt you down. You're shitting in toilets. You got toilet privilege. So you could find a social circle, but the girl comes along. Cool. I would not waste much time. You go try your hand at the dating. You go try your hand at dating girls in Portland. Let me know how that works. But after the first month or two, you're like, wow, this is horrible. Just give it up. You're there to make your money. The Portland area has a lot of opportunities in my field. I enjoy living in bigger cities rather than smaller towns. Okay, cool. But I'm a bit concerned about planting my roots in an area with a shitty government and such a goofy ass social climate. Well, who says you have to plant your roots? Just go there, have fun. Look, if I was a young man again, I would have like gone here where I would have gone to any town when I was younger. Like, yeah, let's try this. Yeah, let's try that. And I did that a little bit actually. And I had a grand old time because all right, yes, you're Marxist, leftist, whatever, traffic, whatever the drawbacks of that town is, at least it's different. At least you've been there and you can leave the town and check out other areas. So I would definitely go check out other places. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Oregon is beautiful, just not the people. So for the record, I don't mind hanging out with politically, economically retarded people as long as they have overall good personalities. But there are really a lot of fucking degenerates in the Portland area. What is your advice on this situation? Go, but have no expectations. Know what you're getting into. But put in at least 2 years. I mean, assuming your employer isn't backstabbing you, isn't lying, they don't give you a psychopathic, sadistic boss who like says X and contradicts with another order of Y. All right. So if it's on the up and up, be good to your employer. Hang out there. Get your skills up. And then after about 2 years or 3 years, depending on who knows, you may absolutely love it, which is rare, but it can happen. Like, man, I love it here. No, I mean, yeah, you just don't go. You don't go where they shit in the streets. You go over here where they don't shit in the streets. I hang out with toilet people. I don't hang out with sidewalk people. I hang out with the toilet people. It'd be like Elysium, except a very low standard. Like, oh, they use toilets. And then you go hiking and you ride around and you go road tripping. You go up to the Cascades and in Washington, you do the 101, you go down to Crater Lake National Park, you hike around Klamath Falls. You're going to have a grand old time. Lots of weekend trips you can do. You're going to enjoy your time. But when you're done, when you're like, okay, I saw another heroin needle, in front of my yard. I have people in camping in front of my my apartment that I pay a lot of money for. I'm leaving. Yeah, I'm done with having protests and traffic. I'm out of here. And then you leave. And then you go to other places. And hopefully you have years experience that will launch you into a higher paying job in a place where adult, mature, non-Marxist people don't shit their pants or the streets. That's it. There you go. I always love how the most advanced liberal case studies or experiments always ends up with people shitting in the streets and needles of heroin in their arm. I love how it's like, oh, that, and you guys want to roll it out nationwide, huh? Oh, okay. All right. All right. Any super chats? Boop-a-doop-a-doo. Fred Freeman Sawwell, $2. Mexican poops. Should we have like a port? There's got to be a Portland flake. Portland poops? Make a good book. Portland poops. Andrew, $2. This should be a 2-second video. No, no. That's all right. All right, that's it. You hear Daniel Bob. Don't move there. It's a shithole. Also, your car probably gets stolen and burned. If it's a crappy car. I say you should go. Why not? Just give it a shot. Do at least a year. All right, see you guys later. Toodles.